Welcome back to Fork This with Intoxicate. I'm your host, Intoxicate Kate Slentz, and I am sitting at the beautiful Flinders Lane in Stamford. And sitting across from me is Chris, owner of Flinders Lane in Stamford. Chris, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Can you tell me a little bit about the concept here at Flinders Lane?
Sure. So I'm from Australia originally, and my business partner also from Australia, and we arrived in America in New York 2006. So after a few years, we got a bit homesick and thought, what do we miss from home? And a lot of people sort of come to America, they come to New York for inspiration, and they take it back to our hometown of Melbourne. We wanted to do the opposite. So we actually sort of put together what we missed, the points, you know, food, design, music, elements from back home, and brought it to the energy of New York City. And from that, we've expanded to Stamford, Connecticut. So, yeah, it's international cuisine. So modern Australian is basically a collection of or a celebration of different cultures that encompass modern-day Australia. You know, a lot of immigrants, you know, came to Australia from the Italians. We had the largest Greek population outside of Athens in Melbourne. Obviously, our proximity to Asia down there is very close. So we've got great produce from Asia. Obviously, great produce from Australia as well to play with, and of course, immigrants from Asian countries as well. So it's on paper, it sounds pretty messy and kind of all over the shop, but as a style of food back home in Australia, it's kind of, I suppose you'd liken it to what is new American food here in America. You know, back home, it's a very well-known style of cuisine, modern Australian, and there's really no rules. It's people taking inspiration from their heritage, you know, combining it with modern-day techniques in the home country of Australia, and now obviously we've brought it over to the States. So that's kind of what the concept is.
I love it. I love it. And I have to say, I just literally just want you to talk the entire time because I have this nasally upstate accent from upstate New York, and you have this just stunning Australian accent. So it's just, I really just feel like I should just hand them both mics to you at this point and just let you speak.
Stunning. First time it's been considered stunning. I'll take it though. Cheers.
Really? Really? Yeah. Really? First time someone has ever said that your accent is stunning?
Yeah. I have a pretty broad accent. Yeah. It's been clipped a bit since I've been over here 12 years, but yeah, I'd be on the blue-collar spectrum of accents if you took me back to Australia.
I love it. And I also like, you know, when I speak to people from different areas of the world, I love, like, the lingo people specifically use. Like, you've already said cheers and clipped, and I'm now want to somehow work that into my dialogue, but I don't think it's just going to run as smooth as it comes.
Right,
comes
yeah, yeah. We tend to get staff that work with us tend to take on this sort of amalgamated American-Australian accent, you know, where g'day mate sort of comes into it, into their vocabulary. I think if you hang around with us long enough, it's addictive.
It just starts rubbing off,
it
right?
It does, yeah.
Now, you know, just to take a kind of break for the food for a moment, because I know that we're doing a lot of fusion here. There's a lot of different, you know, global cuisines recognized on the menu. But I like some of the things that you have in the decor that are specifically kind of nods to Australia. Can you speak to some of those kind of additions that you've made to the restaurant space?
So, yeah, I mean, we built this restaurant from scratch. We had a empty concrete box to play with. Where we come from in Melbourne, street art is celebrated. So there's a lot of graffiti. The area of Flinders Lane in Melbourne's Central Business District has loads of graffiti in these alleyways and laneways. And it's kind of like you go to Sydney and you really see this beautiful city and beautiful beaches. And in Melbourne, you have to explore and really find the beauty of the city, which is, you know, down these laneways, you'll find, you know, a really cool cafe or a bar or a DJ or, you know, an art gallery. And sort of the more that you explore and discover, the more you find. So we try to bring that urban element across. Mm-hmm. So great street art here from a guy based in New York. He did our New York restaurant, Nikolai Khan. So that's certainly there. We tried to bring in some colour, you know, the tiling. For me, a lot of Melbourne cafes back home, you know, cafe culture in Australia is a real culture. So it's more than sort of running in, grabbing a coffee and getting a caffeine shot and getting out of there. It's a place to meet people, be social, relax, read the paper, mm-hmm. have a coffee, take your time. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those elements, you know, there's a lot of colourful tiles, you know. I found that's kind of where the tile element came from Melbourne in that sense. And then the metalwork. So we try and have that urban rustic feel and then these beautiful sort of elements throughout. So the pendant lighting, mm-hmm. you know, our pendant lighting in New York is done by a Melbourne designer. The cage work is sort of industrial cage work, but it's, you know, it's on this beautiful sort of bleach blonde wood paneling, mm-hmm. just to give a juxtaposition of I mean, I'm not going to say yin and yang, but, you know, sort of like urban and then these nice elements throughout. So we don't have tablecloths, but we have nice linen napkins. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not fine dining, but we're also not a diner as such. Nothing against diners. I love diners. They're amazing. But, you know, we just want to be sort of approachable mm-hmm. in the space mm-hmm. as well, make people feel comfortable without feeling that it's a, you know, it's an occasion restaurant. You have to be a special occasion to come and dine here. Mm-hmm. We want people to feel comfortable. We have high tops in the front in the bar area. We have obviously regular table height tables in the dining room. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's sharp without being pretentious.
Right, I 100% agree, and I do feel like when you walk in here, because you're greeted by the bar so quickly and that beautiful graffiti wall and the amazing cocktails that you produce here, which we'll get to in a second, slightly addictive, I will say. It kind of gives off this very party vibe. Like, you want to come in here, you know it's going to be a good time. Can you speak to a little bit in the dining room? There's this beautiful, like, jump rope lit up in red.
Right.
You see, like, a, you know, the bottom half of a girl jumping rope. Can you tell me a little bit the story there?
So we teamed up with a Melbourne artist by the name of Mete, M-E-T-E, pronounced Mete. He we actually met him in New York, and we said to him, look, we want some sort of element of Melbourne in the space, in a design element. So, you know, we've got really high ceilings here, and we had basically a blank canvas. So the graffiti was done at the front, and on the back of the restaurant, we've got the neon light, as mm-hmm. he suggested, which is inspiration from the Skipping Girl in Melbourne. So the Skipping Girl in Melbourne is Audrey. She's from a vinegar brand, defunct vinegar brand, but she was the logo of this vinegar brand. Mm-hmm. And there's a huge neon sign on top of the rooftop in Melbourne, which is a beacon, you know, for any Melburnian knows, the Skipping Girl. Mm-hmm. It's always there. You always see it. Years ago, they tried to take it down and there was an uproar. You know, the factory closed down. They tried to take it down. Mm-hmm. The public spoke up and said, we want Audrey back. So she went back up. And since she's been moved around the city a few times, but she's certainly, she's always on, you know, mm-hmm. full Skipping Girl. If you Google Skipping Girl Melbourne, you'll see her in action. The rope does sort of turn or flicker, I should say.
Wow.
So it looks like she's jumping rope, which in the 80s was pretty dynamic.
Yeah, I'm
sure. Now it's probably a bit different. If you go to Times Square, it probably looks a bit lame. But so that's where that came from. And the lyrics that are on the wall come from a song by Paul Kelly, a great artist from St Kilda in Melbourne, which is a beachside town, if you like, mm-hmm. in the city of Melbourne. And it's called Leaps and Bounds. Basically, he wrote it standing on a hill looking over the city of Melbourne. And just, you know, throughout the lyrics are certain iconic points of interest in Melbourne. So it's a song that reminds us of home, and it's a song that makes us feel nostalgic. Yeah. So we thought we'll stick the lyrics up on the wall, and that's the impetus behind that.
I love it. And now I'm looking at your beautiful wine bottles displayed over here. I've got the bar behind me, which your bartender, who's your mixologist today, working really hard,
man. Max, very very hard.
Yeah, he's working really hard. So let's talk about the cocktails a little bit, because now I feel like I might be in the mood.
Sure.
And as I mentioned before, highly addicting cocktails. Cocktails are just executed very well here. So can you speak to a little bit about what you've got on your cocktail menu currently?
Sure. So, I mean, as far as the cocktail program, I think just to keep it simple but done well is kind of the basis of what we try and achieve. It's like cooking as well. Mm-hmm. You know, make sure it's balanced. You know, make sure the acid to sugar ratio is balanced. You know, cocktails have been around for hundreds of years and they can be very simple. And then there's no need to go crazy and expand on that. You just need to do them well, mm-hmm. I think. And like anything, if it's not done well, there's no point in having a super creative drink or dish. You know, if a piece of chicken, you know, roast chicken is not cooked correctly, it's not great. But a great roast chicken is so simple but amazing. So that's kind of what we try and nail here, is just getting the basics right, the balance of flavors. And then we might add a twist to classics. So a good example would be our black walnut old fashioned. We take an old fashioned, you know, most people know what an old fashioned is, and we'll put a twist on it. You know, right now it's black walnut through it, black walnut bitters. We actually do half and half whiskey and cognac just to smooth it out a bit. Be more approachable in summer or autumn. We might sort of come up with add chamomile tea instead of the black walnut, but using that old classic recipe as a vehicle. So old-fashioned, margaritas, you know, these are all vehicles to add your own twist to it. Another one would be the spicy carrot margarita. Once again, it's based on, built like a margarita, but we use fresh carrot juice, a little bit of salt to bring out those vegetable flavors. We use Ancho Reyes, was that chili liqueur for a bit of spice. We use mezcal for a bit of smokiness, carrot salt on the rim. So, you know, it is still based on the balance of a great margarita, which, let's face it, is a superb drink in itself and very popular and does the trick, but it's just putting a little twist on it. So it's familiar but different, if that makes sense. Yeah.
And you know, I mentioned the party atmosphere before, combining that with this really amazing beverage program, all these incredible tasty cocktails. What does happy hour look like here?
Happy hour's great. So we do happy hour from 4 o'clock each day. I think it's an amazing deal. It's a great bargain. So it's all of our cocktails are $6.
That's a great deal.
Yeah, yeah. And our small plates, $5 for the small plates.
Okay.
We've got, I think, 10 small plates available. You know, we there's no prejudice on the cocktails. We offer every cocktail for that price. You know, it's not like here's a one or two drinks for that price. It's come in and try all different ones, you know. Have the espresso martini. Have the grapefruit, fresh grapefruit mule. You know, try the Don Bradman, which is the gin-based citrus drink. Yeah, and then, yeah, so that's the draft beers are all $4. Like I said, the small plates are $5, and we have dollar oysters.
So, really nice.
Yeah, and the oysters that we get, you know, we really try and we don't want like a cheap kind of, you know, you see the dollar oysters in New York and they're all like crappy blue points, you know, it's like just to get it over the line. But this is, so no, we try and make sure they're good quality oysters, you know. To be transparent, we don't make a dime on the oysters. We just get, you know, love people coming in here and trying it out. So, yeah, dollar oysters. $6 cocktails. Certain wines are $6, you know, white, red, and sparkling. And then the small plates, $5.
I mean, there's something to be said about the summer weather and having a nice raw oyster and a margarita in your hand.
For sure.
Right?
Definitely.
And is it a traditional happy hour, or is it you 4 till 7. Okay, so you have a happy hours.
Yes, happy time. I like to call it happy times.
Happy times.
Happy times, yeah.
And what about live music? Do you have some live music lined up for this summer?
We do, we do. So we've got the guys from Mojo. Okay. It's a duo singing, you know, sort of acoustic versions of progressive hits that they sort of mix in other songs as well. It's awesome. So it's a really good vibe in here. So we have them like this Saturday night. They're playing, and they'll be either a Friday or Saturday night throughout the next couple of months. So, you know, check the website for details on that. We have, you know, we sort of alternate and rotate between, you know, sort of like a light jazz on a Wednesday with Bobby. Bobby in the house, he's here every Wednesday. We also do, we had the Hot Rubber Monkey Band on last weekend.
Hot Rubber Monkey Band.
Yeah, they're awesome. They do a lot of like Prince, U2, Rolling Stones.
Totally up my alley.
You know, a five-piece band, you know, drums, guitars, a lot of dancing, a lot of singing. So, yeah, we're just trying to keep it fun.
I heard maybe an ugly rumor, maybe it was an ugly rumor, that you have karaoke.
Okay, yeah. It's a secret rumor.
Yeah,
Thursday night.
It's a secret Thursday night rumor.
Thursday night ritual.
I think you might be not telling me because you don't want me to show up and just start really, you know.
belting out the tunes.
Belting out some really incredible off-tune music.
Yeah, for sure. What's your go-to? What's your go-to karaoke song?
Usually Shoop.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, by Salt-N-Pepa, because I can't sing, so it's usually a rap song.
Oh, it's tough. You got the dance moves to coordinate as well in that one. Yeah. You're coming on strong.
I do what I can, Chris. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. I greatly appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Make sure to check out Flinders Lane in Stamford.
Well, we have to take a quick break. You're listening to Fork This with Intoxicate. Keep it locked right here at 1490 WGCH.